I think that we have it figured out. I think it's going to work. Also, I'm taking this mic home.
Okay, I'll stop looking at Elmo. I've always tried it home.
Were you still looking at Elmo?
I was reading the, because someone made it a meme, so they broke down the argument. And I think it's the cutest argument.
I've saw a lot of things of, like, people being mad at Elmo and stuff. I'm like, why is everybody, like, what's with the Elmo thing? And then I'm like, is he mad at The Rock? Mm-hmm. The Rock?
Yeah, because Zoe wanted to give his Elmo's cookie to The Rock. And he's like, tell me how that Rock's going to eat my cookie. Like, quit talking to your imaginary Rock friend, you dumb bitch. Give me my cookie. So people were just noticing how Elmo has a lot of sass.
Barely noticing?
He's a jerk. Yeah,
Elmo's yeah, he jerk. Is.
Yeah, he is.
Mr. Like Noodle. Monster.
Yeah.
My nephew loved Elmo. My nephews are so big. They don't want to do an Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, I just thought of that.
They barely even want to do the dying of the eggs.
No.
And I was like, you guys don't want to dye eggs with me? And one of them was like, yeah, I'll do them with you.
No.
But I was like, it's not the same.
We're keeping it alive. You don't dye eggs, Michelle? You have nephews, right?
I have little.
You have little. I'll say little boys. But they're no, they're nephews. Boys. Yeah, they're nephews.
They're not mine either.
No, we don't do that. I'm trying to project.
Project into the mic. Oh,
do you dye eggs?
I don't dye eggs, no.
Okay.
No?
No.
Do you boil them?
Do I boil eggs?
Like hard boil them?
I haven't in like forever.
They're gross. Eggs scare me. Eggs freak me out.
I love eggs.
I hate eggs. If they're runny, they creep me the hell out. If they're boiled, they creep me out. I can only eat them scrambled with something in them.
What are your thoughts on the Cadbury cream egg?
Those also creep me out. Because they ooze out.
They do ooze
like
out.
Like real eggs. And the oozing disturbs me. I don't like it.
I just think they're too sweet. No one likes sweets that much.
They're good. Anyway, sorry. We got into egg talk.
Yeah, why are we talking about eggs?
Easter.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. My bad.
We're just going straight into it. Easter.
We've already started it. Yeah, it's what I the figured, buzz. Yeah. It's happening already. We've figured out our microphone situation, I think. It still looks a little bit... I need you to yell, Michelle,
wonky.
Into it.
I'm trying to project.
That was nice. That was good.
I'm trying.
Look, at the end, I'm going to hard limit this. It'll probably
there
make
you go,
it all...
hard limit. I was like, what's it called?
Hard limiting. Limit. I have to hard limit everything.
Duke taught me that.
And good this one's Duke. Handy because I just got to press the H on the keyboard.
Boom.
Somebody already assigned it to hard limit.
Duke.
So, yeah, probably Duke.
Probably Duke. He's always in here.
He's great. Oh, okay. There we go.
Yeah, see? Duke basically lives in one of these productions. Oh, that reminds me, I have to do a spot before I leave today. Don't let me forget.
Uh-oh.
I can't forget that.
Yeah. Let's get this together, then.
But anyway, it's What the Buzz. Hello, everybody. I'm Joanna Parpa.
Hello.
I'm joined by my co-host, Emily Murillo. Hello.
Hello.
And we have a special guest with us, Ms. Michelle Salazar. Hello.
Hi. I'm trying to project.
That is really good, actually. I'm telling you. We are trying to get Michelle... to be our new phone screener for the morning show.
Yeah, I was like, they're planting a seed. I think after the second time I heard I you told on her the that. Show, that I was like, they're totally planting a seed. Or
I'm
or
planting
Buzz
the seed.
You? I was like, our it's Buzz me. Is just like, put her there because I need someone to answer my calls.
Oh no, he's the one that told Michelle, hey, come into the meeting with us.
Yeah, he's Michelle, been telling me us. Lately to join. It's kind of
see, exactly.
odd.
And I'm trying to plant the seed of Michelle could be our new phone screener.
Yeah, you need one.
We need one because some guy was bitching today on the neckline that I'm trying to call in. You guys don't seem to answer. And I'm like, I'm running like a bunch of shit back there, dude. Calm the hell down.
Yeah, or someone needs to move the phone next to Nico, one of them. But you can't because he's in there with
no,
Buzz.
No, but he's in with Buzz.
Yeah,
and we can't have Nico leave Buzz's studio because that's his security blanket.
They need Michelle.
We need a phone screener. And I think Michelle would be great.
But we'll see if that happens.
So I'm planting a seed right now.
Dun, dun, dun.
Earlier today, Buzz went in to say bye. And then I was like, I forgot what he said. But I was like, yeah, Michelle could be the phone screener.
What did he say?
Oh, I think we were talking about his tan.
His tan.
Was it doing that?
Oh, like... and then Michelle said something funny or something. And I'm like, you see? Michelle, phone screener.
I don't even know what I said. I don't remember.
I don't either. But Michelle goes comments and I love it. And that's what Buzz wants. He just wants somebody who's going to be like quick with the wit, but also
and laughs.
Laugh at the jokes.
Do
he
I
makes.
Laugh though?
You're going to have to fake it. Shit. That was always something that they said when I was on the show too. If it's not funny, you better find it funny. even if it's
Do
not.
I have to laugh like Nico?
Don't laugh like Nico, but you have to laugh. You have to laugh at Buzz when he used to do a lot more bits back right. in the day. You had to laugh at them.
That's how I ended up being on the show, because I actually laughed at the stupid things he would say. Because when I started as the phone screener, I didn't think that I was going to interact. I thought I was just going to be answering phones. Yeah. And no, Buzz wanted somebody to interact. And right now he wants somebody who's going to answer phones and interact.
Yeah. They kind of go hand in hand now.
Yeah. I've set the bar up here as phone screener.
Can I just compliment him?
Yeah. Michelle complimented him today and he loved it.
You're going to make his head bigger.
I mean...
Let's talk about how snazzy Buzz looked today.
He gets all shocked. I was like, you look good today, Buzz. Good job. Thank you.
Because then Marina told him, one of our sales execs, told him, like, why are you so dressed up today? And Buzz was like, I always dress up like this.
No, he doesn't.
But when he does try really well.
And I called him out because I was like, oh, are you wearing white pants? Because I don't know if you were here for the whole drama of Mondo wearing white pants.
No.
Back in the day.
He wore white pants.
What's wrong with white pants?
And did he get his period or something and stain them?
They never have to worry about that. So they can wear white pants whenever they want. But back in the day, Mondo wore white pants to a street fest.
Okay.
One day.
Okay.
And they posted a photo. And for some reason, everyone gave Mondo crap for wearing white pants.
That's hilarious.
And it turned. Tell him to bring it up one day.
I will.
And that's why I looked at him as well. You're wearing white pants, so I don't know if he remembered that he just looked at me. I thought they weren't. They weren't nice to wear. I thought it's stupid to wear white pants. He's all, it's Easter, so I think he did remember.
Oh, okay. He's like,
nah, dude. Y'all used to make fun of Mondo for wearing white pants to Street Fest.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to ask him about that one.
Tell him to bring it up.
That's hilarious. But Buzz looked very snazzy today. Emily complimented him. Marina did. And then he's all like, I always dress up for work.
He's all shocked.
And so Michelle then said, I like your sunglasses. And he's all, thank you. He's like, I'm just getting so many compliments today.
He also thanked me for noticing that he dresses up nice.
Yeah, that's why I told him, like, oh, so you noticed, Michelle. The rest of us are like, eh.
Then Buzz comes in and he's all, Emily says, I've been looking good.
I did not say that. It's like, you look nice today,
Buzz. Like, Emily's been noticing me a lot
lately. I only see him twice a week.
He's so dumb.
I only complimented him once this week, which was right now, because I couldn't stop looking at his face because it looked very tan. But it looked like spray tanny, so I kept looking at him like, looking around his crevices.
To see if there was any white
Donald Trump. Yeah, like how Trump looks all weird.
Didn't get it right here, Buzz, please.
Exactly. I wouldn't be like, you missed a spot, Buzz. But I couldn't, no, that's a farmer's tan.
I told him, well, like, did you get a tan? And he's all like, I've been golfing out in the sun.
Oh, rich people, eh?
Rich people love
you got
golf.
Time to golf.
I always feel like I need to learn how to golf.
For when you get rich?
No, for so I can get in with the rich.
Is that how it works?
How do you think Buzz and Brad like come up with ideas and stuff on the golf course?
They go be men on the golf course.
I need to go be a man. Yeah, I need to go be a man on the golf course so I can get in on these creative ideas.
Exactly. You got to infiltrate them.
Exactly that.
Are you going to come up with a stage?
That's an inside joke.
The whole world is your stage, Michelle.
Yes, the world is your oyster.
Every time you interact with Buzz, that's your interview for the show.
Know that. I'm already getting screened.
It really is.
Oh, shoot.
It is. Have I told you guys how Buzz found out that on LinkedIn there's the posting to find him a co-host?
Why was he on LinkedIn?
Oh, no. He says people have told him, hey.
Oh.
I think it started with a conversation with Nico, like saying that people are asking him, like, what's going to happen with Lisa's position?
Yeah.
And Buzz is like, people have told me on LinkedIn there's already a posting that says co-host for the morning show. Mm-hmm. And then I'm all, oh, yeah. The other day I got this notification on my LinkedIn that was like, hey, there's a new job posting for you. It's in the area. You're definitely qualified for it. Apply here. And I was like, hell yeah. I clicked on it. And I'm all, oh, it's Lisa's position.
I already work there.
I'm already there. And he's all like, wait a minute, are you looking for another job?
No.
I'm not looking. Let's just put it that way.
Whatever's getting thrown at me.
So then I asked him, I'm like, hey, should I be your co-host so I can go back and apply on LinkedIn? And he's all, I don't think you have
you
to
apply. You should apply just to be like.
Imagine that would be hilarious. And then it asked for like a sample reel.
Yeah, they do have sample reels.
And so I'm just going to send in like all the recyclers that I've done where it's me being funny. And I'm all, here are the reasons I think I should be the co-host. I'm hilarious.
One. I'm hilarious. Two.
Two. I will laugh at Buzz's jokes.
Three.
Three. I will be in that studio with him.
I don't care if he farts. That's fine with
I'll
me.
Fart back. I don't know what you want me to do, all right?
I don't love the farts.
I'll do it back.
I wonder if that's in there. Did you read the description for it or anything?
No.
Because that's the biggest thing. We have to know who can handle Buzz. That's the biggest
but
thing.
But who can handle Buzz that is not on the description. Awesome. Well, what's on the description is creating content for articles for the website daily, being here on time, prep management. None of us are ever here on time. Nico, I will give it to him, has been coming in on time.
Yay.
If not early.
Why? Because of his dog? His dog wakes him up or something?
Perhaps.
I need to meet this dog.
Oh, Michelle missed the day Nico brought his dog.
I haven't seen his dog either. I want to meet his dog.
He brought the dog and then...
it's a corgi?
It's a corgi.
Corgi, yeah.
Real or a mutt?
I guess he said mixed. Corgi was something else,
oh,
right?
That's cute. See, I like
but
mutts.
It's really cute. Yeah. And so we're out in the parking lot petting this dog, and Iris walks by, Iris from Kiss FM, and I'm all, Iris, do you want to see a puppy? And she's all, hell yeah, I want to see a puppy.
Let me see that puppy.
And so the whole time, Iris is asking Nico questions about the dog. Buzz is talking to Nico's dad because Nico's dad took the dog.
Okay.
And I'm over here like, who's a good boy? Who's a cute boy?
You're talking to the
I'm
dog.
I'm talking to the dog. Adorable dog. But Nico has been coming in on time.
He should have got a cat.
Told him, Amala, do you want a cat? I can wrestle one up for you out from my front yard.
Yeah, just get the station cat.
Aw, he lives
here.
He's
gone too much. He needed a cat, not a dog. Dogs are very needy.
Yeah, he was in the meeting the other day, and he's like, can we finish? I have a puppy at home. I need to get out of his
cats
crate.
Cats wouldn't care. Cats would not care if you're home or not.
They don't. You get home, and they're like, oh, hey, it's you. My food bowl Where's is
my
empty.
Food? My food bowl.
So
pretty much.
Get on that. But he's been coming in on time. Buzz is usually already here when I get here.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to find a groove.
I'm still working on it. The three musketeers need to merge.
I feel like we're still a little stagnant, you know? Mm-hmm. Like we're still missing something. And I try to come up with ideas like to talk about, but you know how Buzz is. Like he'll shoot down every idea.
Yep. He didn't think about it. Or it's not on the prep.
If it's not in the prep or he didn't think about it. Mm-hmm. But the other day, Michelle was my witness. I was there. He went in. He usually comes in to talk to me before he leaves to tell me like what we're going to replay. And I was like, hey, I have an Am I the A-hole?
Yeah.
Do you want to do it? And he's like, yeah. And then I brought up another idea. The most shocking movie scenes that made everybody gasp.
Which you guys did.
And we did it.
Yeah, I did hear that. It was good.
And I was like, I told Michelle, commemorate this moment because he never accepts ideas.
Yeah, he laughed and he said, yeah. And then he just left.
It was a miracle.
And he was gone.
And then he was gone.
Never to be seen again.
Into the night.
Until the next day, obviously. But.
He had to go get that outfit.
It looked very
sweet. Do you think Easter? He
liked it? It was like an Easter outfit today.
Does he set it up a day before?
I would.
You think he does?
He wakes up way too early. I would.
Be like, that dude goes to sleep like
or does he
seven.
Have someone that does it for him? Can
I
get hired?
Henry probably.
Oh, yeah, Henry.
Henry does his dry cleaning and laundry.
Like, Henry, pick out an Easter outfit for me.
Is there a LinkedIn for Buzz so I can work for him?
My mom has
assistant,
asked him.
Yeah, to be an assistant for him.
Okay, here's a funny thing. So, at the beginning of the pandemic, when it started, people were being let go left and right here, right? Which is why now these days we find it very important that if it's not going to bring us in money, it's kind of useless.
Yeah, very big on that.
But because at the beginning of the pandemic, I was scared that I was the next one to go. And that's how I ended up having to do the podcast. Because they were like, you're just a phone screener. What are we paying you for? And so they dropped the podcast on me to show corporate like, hey.
She does more.
She does more than just the phone screening. And so at the beginning of the pandemic, I was like, oh my God, what if I'm the next to go? And Buzz was like, I'll hire you. He's like, you can be my assistant. And then I'm all, great. I'll be in by 8.
I'll be in by 8.
And he's like, I'm going to need you here by 7. And I'm all, either way, I'm sleeping in.
Yeah, like, I'll bring in the coffee at 7.
So at one point, it was seriously thought of that Buzz needed an assistant. Because, you know, he doesn't post his own articles. He'll write them, but he doesn't post them. So he needed somebody to do that. I was doing that for him at the time. Now Nico does it.
Oh my God, it was going to be you.
Oh, my God.
It was going to be you. So I did that for him. And he's like, you can continue doing my articles. He's like, you come in, give me ideas, laugh every now and then at my jokes. He's all, but you'll be on my payroll.
Yeah.
Huh. And I was like,
we were trying to plan it out.
And that was like my backup plan if I got let go
plan
here.
Plan B.
Yes,
Buzz.
Because I was really scared.
Plan B.
I was scared that I was going to be next to go. Because Emily's all like, hey, they've been talking. And she's all, you're going to have to do the podcast.
Yeah, I was like, we got to put whatever we can on your skills and duties because corporate is looking at everyone. So.
Right. And oh, so I was like, oh, shit, I'm next.
Dun, dun,
but
dun.
Buzz was like, I'll hire you.
That's awesome.
And it was
though.
Like, seriously, consider. I would be Buzz's assistant.
I would too, honestly.
You should ask him Monday. Be like, do you need an assistant?
Do you need an assistant?
See what he says.
Do you know what he did today? Or yesterday? He wrote an article on, which is the topic I was going to bring up today. And it's a really good article on 28 Days Later. Is it a zombie movie or not?
Did he write that?
Yes.
Did Nico post it?
No, because here's the funny part. Buzz sent it to me.
Okay.
Not Nico.
Oh.
And then I was like, oh, cool. Buzz sent me his art because he had just asked me. He got everybody's input on the is it a zombie movie or not. And he said that it was like already like the end of the day. And he just automatically defaulted to I'm going to send it to Joanna to post it.
Okay.
And he never sent it to Nico.
So is he short an article this week?
Unless Nico posts that one up today. He'll probably
okay,
be short.
Okay, thanks for letting me know. Because, yeah, that now I'm thinking, well, I would have read that. I would have noticed it.
Yeah.
It's a not good, there still.
It's a real good article because we did talk about it on the show.
Exactly. I heard it. I heard the discussion. I was like, that's a good topic.
Yeah, and so he wrote an article. He got my opinion, Kevin's opinion, our boss.
Yeah.
And he was all like, he did a really good one. I thought, oh, Buzz is sending it to me so I could read it.
You left a good impression.
And today he's all like, Joanna, I only sent it to you. He's like, I forgot to send it to Nico.
Oh, my God.
So be on the lookout for that, which brings me to my next topic. my favorite articles on the website right now.
Yes. Bring those up.
Once that one comes up, that's going to be one of my new favorite articles.
I know. That's why I'm like, wait, that's really good. I have not seen that article. Where is it?
Because he forgot to send it to Nico.
Freaking Buzz, just when he's doing good.
Once again. I think this is a strong case for Buzz needs an assistant, Michelle.
Hint,
that's where
hint.
You're coming.
Yeah, maybe.
If not, maybe. get on Buzz's payroll.
I'm okay with that.
I think he would pay handsomely well.
Probably. You know what? I wonder. Yeah, you got to ask him what's the pay rate.
What's
man?
The pay?
Yeah. Before I say,
do you
yes.
want me to plant that idea?
Oh my gosh.
I'm real good at planting ideas
you
into
should.
Buzz's brain.
See, Nico is just his assistant for free, so.
Why would he do it? Well,
he was his homie.
Because,
he was living there.
Because he was living at Buzz's house for free.
Do you want to live with Buzz?
I don't know if I don't want to live with Buzz, actually.
The whole upstairs, he does not go up there.
Didn't you say he hoards? Doesn't he?
Yeah, but he has a girlfriend now, so I think she cleans up
and
stuff.
It's her house now.
It's hers now.
You know how it is.
So, I think you'd be fine. There's a whole...
Would she want me there? I don't know. Would she want me there?
That's another story.
I don't think she wants Buzz there sometimes.
Yeah. It's complicated.
It's complicated? Okay.
But it
Facebook
sounds
status.
Promising. You know what I'm saying?
Can you still do that on Facebook? Can you still put, like,
it's complicated?
I think so.
I don't know.
It's complicated is the name of this one today.
It's complicated.
It's complicated. Yeah.
It would be complicated, too, I would be in a relationship that's complicated, too, if I had the worldview that Buzz does on relationships.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear what he compared love to today?
No, what was that?
He compared it to chewing gum. And the longer you chew gum, what happens to the flavor? It goes away.
So the longer you're in a relationship.
It just goes away.
It just fades away.
That just sounds like he's bored all the time.
Yeah, you really need to keep Buzz's attention going if you want him to pay attention.
Well, yeah, you have to work at a relationship, too. If you're just,
exactly.
Just sit next to each other all the time. Yeah, maybe you'll love each other, but just going to flatline. Like, we're good.
Yeah.
We're here. Why don't you work at it, Buzz?
And that makes me sad. I'm like a romantic at heart, and hearing when someone says things like that, it makes me really sad. Because I'm all people.
Ang is in a relationship. That's what's sadder.
Okay, that's sadder.
Yeah. Does that mean, is he projecting?
So that, well, it's funny you mentioned that because it started out with, we were talking about the trial between Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
Oh, yeah. Which is insane.
Which is a clusterfuck to begin with.
Yeah.
But their couples therapist went up on the stand today and mentioned, like, these two have a history of, like, child abuse. So they're kind of, like, accustomed to that in this relationship. And then Buzz halted everything and was like, wait a minute. If you're going to a counselor and, like, they have that confidentiality agreement, why is she up there spilling all their secrets? He's like, screw this. I'm never going to a couples council just for the fact that they may one day spill it all. And well, we're all,
why would you get to that severity, Buzz?
Does that mean there's been conversations for one?
He is so weird. You know, he's like, I will never go to one. I don't think he's never gone to one. And he just has like this really sad outlook of like, everyone's going to fuck me over.
Who hurt you, Buzz?
And okay, then we ask him, who hurt you? And he's like, all of them.
Every single woman.
Find them.
I think this current one he found on Facebook.
Facebook dating.
Or no, she found him on Facebook. No, not Facebook dating.
Oh, just like straight up messaged
just
him?
Just like straight up messaged him.
That Facebook profile. That's what attracted her.
But how did she find him though?
I don't know.
Buzz is not his real name.
She liked the Buzz Adams. Does he have a personal one?
No, he just has Buzz Adams.
No, he's using his name for women, in my opinion. Because he only has one. He only has Buzz Adams.
She found him on Facebook. Through a mutual friend.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Fine.
And so now they live together.
And they're happy.
They work
love.
Faster than lesbians. I'm just kidding.
Lesbian romances go really fast.
Yeah, I'm ready to U-Haul.
But it makes me sad when I hear people say things like that.
That is sad for Buzz. Just want him to be happy.
I know.
But no.
It seems like he's just settling then.
It does.
The path of least resistance is Buzz's motto. I still want to make shirts for that, but they told me that was a dumb idea.
That's a great idea.
Like, who told you that?
Who do you think?
Brad.
Yeah.
I'm sure if Brad came up with it.
Yeah.
It'd probably be a great idea.
I keep saying, like, we have the opportunity to make merch.
Yes.
Don't do it.
Do you know how many morning shows I follow on Instagram and TikTok and stuff?
And they all have merch.
They all have merch. One of them right now is doing a thing where they're only having merch for a limited time.
Yeah,
that is so smart.
That's like,
and
ice
so they're
kills.
Like, you have one more week to get these shirts.
Exactly.
And I'm all, genius.
You know how much money you guys would make?
It goes to my side. That's why I want
I totally believe that people would buy the merch.
They would.
And I made like 6 different designs with like them in mind, like a shirt for Joanna, a shirt for Buzz, blah, blah, blah. But Brad, they're like, that's dumb. Nobody's going to get it. I was like, if you're a fan of the show,
they'll buy it.
You get it.
Yeah, I have a shirt. It's limited.
Yeah, I have a shirt from a comedian that says, piss on me, beat me. And I don't wear it often because it says, piss on me, beat me.
Yeah, out of context, everyone's going to be like, what?
Out of context, people are going to be like, why do you have a white man crying on your shirt? It says, piss on me, beat me. But that's Your Mom's House podcast, a guy that Tom loves.
But people who listen to the podcast, if they saw that, they'd be like, hey.
Your Mom's House. Like, they would get it. So people who listen to the Buzz Adams show would get it. And
it's
then you
really
make your
a
whole group.
Yeah, it's really a if you know, you know thing.
And people love that crap.
Hell yeah, they do.
Do we need a change.org?
We do. Ice Nine Kills became millionaires because of the way they do their merch. I read a whole Forbes thing. Like, Forbes did an article on them.
Really?
Because of the way they market their merch, which is the limited time.
They
do a lot
of limited edition.
And then Disney. And so they're constantly changing out their merch.
I mean, that's really smart.
And they got to a million just from merch.
Fuck, that's a genius idea.
Yeah,
it's because it's smart. People are going to want to buy whatever.
And it's
going to come back.
You say the thing's limited time.
Yeah, they're going to be like, oh, I got
to
get it.
It moves people to, holy shit, I need to get that now.
Mm-hmm. And it's expensive, like, of course. Not expensive, just saying.
Ours would not be expensive, obviously.
They're like $20 at the most.
Yeah.
And that's a regular shirt.
And then we get like a good company that does shirts. It's a good quality shirt.
Local, yeah. So we can do local, but we do have the option where we just make as many as we want, as many designs as we want,
mm-hmm.
on the company website. And so you buy through us directly.
Look at that.
And yeah, we could, and we can switch out the like have a limited run of something and then switch it out. We could do all that, but nobody wants to do that. Like, we could have had an Easter thing. We can do one for each holiday. We can do
That's genius.
So many great ideas.
Yeah, dude. But nobody, everything gets shut down. But everyone's like, nope, that's dumb.
There's other concerns right now in this station.
Right. But at least the merch is something that is fun.
It's a like, fun, you know, something that would.
And brings in money.
Right.
So any merch ideas. That's why I'm always like,
I mean, that'd be
merch
ideas. Perfect for a photo shoot with you guys. Where
right.
Mugs. I don't know, hats.
What
yeah,
the buzz?
You can do mugs. You can do mouth
a towel.
Pads,
I don't know.
Things. There's so many options.
Amazing. Yeah. What the buzz, listeners? Give us your ideas on what we should put on shirts and mugs and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if they're still up there, honestly. I had submitted a shirt, I think, for us.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, but we could make shirts. The AfterBuzz can make shirts. Nico, that's why I told Nico, if you have any ideas, let me know, dude. And we can create them and put them up there.
The AfterBuzz is doing swimmingly well.
I know. People love that Nico and Buzz butt buddy friendship.
It is great. I was on it yesterday. It's their second season now. Their 51st
season. How did they get a second season already?
I don't know how it works.
Who renewed them?
Nico did himself.
What is the time frame?
He did like 50 episodes. And so this one from yesterday was 51. And he's all like, season two.
What?
And then Buzz is like, wait a minute. Isn't there usually like a gap between season
and two? Yeah, we have a gap. And we had a gap that we're like, we're in season two or whatever
yeah,
the hell.
We take gaps. They don't. Yeah. Which I think is really super cool that they're consistent with it every day.
Yeah, I give them that. At least that's what they're doing. I'm not going to ever complain.
Buzz, of course, has to be like, I don't fucking get it.
I don't care. Just keep talking.
I'm on this podcast with him, and the whole time Buzz is all like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, he's all, where are we going with this? And then I'm all like, Buzz, stop.
Just go with it, guy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he probably left that in then.
Oh, yeah, but Nico doesn't edit it.
No, they just let it run.
They like how we started today, that we just started talking.
Yeah.
That's how they do it. And then Nico doesn't make any edits.
What about today? Today it's just 5 minutes.
He said it was just 5 minutes, but people will probably love it.
Yeah.
Amazing. I edit ours. I don't really edit a lot out, but what I do is I'll put music in between so that you don't get, like, sick of our voices every now and then.
Yeah. But it works beautifully.
But that's because that's how I like to listen to podcasts. You know, I like when they put music in between.
That's
stuff.
Typically how it is.
But Nico doesn't. He just lets it roll. And it's short enough to not bore you. But it's engaging enough that it's gotten so many listeners. If anything, it's bumped up our listener. Yeah, it helped us.
We need them.
So, but for Buzz to always be like, yeah, I don't fucking know.
I don't get it.
I don't fucking get it.
But yet you're doing so well at it. So I always tell him, just be quiet and just do it, Buzz, because it'll work.
Uh-huh.
People will listen. People will buy it. People love it.
How long have you been telling him, like, you need to do something? You need to be doing something to engage and stuff like that.
Yes,
every time we say, like, we have a video idea. Okay.
But he does it. Like, I'll give him that. He does complain.
Begrudgingly.
Yeah, he does complain.
Although he did come up with one last time. That surprised me.
Which one?
His TikTok thoughts of like, let's go to signs.
Yeah. I mean, that one surprised. I didn't expect him to pitch anything for that.
I know. I was surprised with that. That he wanted to go to signs that say no smoking or no mud on the concrete and then throws mud. Or smokes by the no smoking sign or something like that.
That was his own idea.
How great is that? Yeah. I'm proud of him, but then let's go do it, Buzz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when are we doing it?
Let's do it then.
When is this happening?
The funny thing is that once you get Buzz into doing something, like I know that he says a lot of shit, like with the podcast with Nico, but I know he enjoys it.
He loves it. That's why it works so well, because him and Nico have a good little dynamic.
They do.
And if he really hated it, he would not talk. He would be a brat. Yeah. And he's not a brat.
No, he loves it. I know he does.
We should get him sponsored for like Men's Warehouse or something.
Men's Warehouse.
Yeah. We should take a picture of him today and be like, show us your Easter outfit.
Oh my God.
We'll use the pictures from GCU.
True.
We'll crop him.
Genius.
We'll crop them.
I can't believe I just fucking thought of that.
That was a good idea, Joanna.
Thanks. Yeah, see, it comes like sporadically with me.
Easter outfits.
Do you guys ever feel like so burned out you can't think of anything creatively?
Yes, I'm here. I'm at that level again.
Emily is a new mom.
Oh, my God.
I don't even have a child.
I start thinking at like 4 in the morning and I message Joanna. Here's some ideas today, Joanna.
Which I appreciate fully because that little ding from the Facebook Messenger wakes me up faster than my alarm.
And I'm always worried that I'm going to wake you up. That's why please I'm like,
because
should I send this now or an email?
I have like 8 alarms and the Messenger ding is what woke me up that day. And I was like, oh, shit, it's 4:30.
It haunts you more than your alarm.
Yeah, because ding. I guess in my brain, I think if I hear that or the one for my text messages, I'm late.
You're late.
Yeah. Oh, shit, they're calling me because I'm late.
Dun, dun, dun.
And then I'm like, oh, it's 4:30. Oh, fuck.
What time do you get up or need to get up?
Like 4:15.
Okay.
So by 4:30, I know if I'm not up. Oh, fuck.
Okay, so then that makes me feel more comfortable if I send you ideas at 4:30. Oh, yeah, go for it. 4:30.
You keep doing that, girl.
Because, yeah, my baby loves to wake up at 4.
How is she?
Come on, baby.
Well, how is she?
I want to sleep. She's good, but she won't let me sleep still, which is normal. She's still a newborn, but. She's
still a baby.
But, jeez, man. And then I got to drive back right now, and then I fall asleep in cars. That's always my concern. I love
don't
to sleep
you love
in
sleeping in cars?
Oh, it's the best thing.
You like sleeping in
I
cars?
I love to sleep
Have
in cars.
Have you ever slept like on the open road?
No. Like when you're on traveling anywhere and you fall asleep in the
I
car?
I can't sleep in a car.
Really?
Oh, shit. Really? Yeah.
You're missing out,
Let's
man.
Let's deep dive into that.
I don't know. What's wrong with my brain? Do I want to get into my
Do
issues?
You get motion sickness?
I used to.
I think that's why.
Is that the reason? That would make sense.
It might be.
Perhaps.
My sister-in-law is the same way. She's very motion sickness and things. She can't sleep in a car.
Yeah, I used to get really sick.
Oh, see, that's sad.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. No, I love if it's a hot car.
A hot car?
Boom. Like a warm car.
Oh, that was like.
No, like in summer. Especially, and I think it's because we used to go to California all the time in summer, which is a long-ass drive.
Nice. Like,
and I was tiny and I could lay
heat.
Out. Yeah. And boom.
The
I would,
heat is
I would
different.
Sleep the whole effing time. Only wake up once to like pee, sleep the rest of the way.
I can't do that.
It's great, dude. It's
I like love crazy. It. You know what's even better? When it's raining and you're traveling.
Oh, okay, yeah. I like rain. I do like
oh,
rain.
It's so great. I love it.
I don't think I'll fall asleep, though.
I have PTSD from going to California and our windshield wipers went out.
Oh, shit.
And my mom had to climb out the window and move, and like use her arms. So my dad could see. So every time I think of like go like rain in the car, I just think of my mom. My poor mom shoving, using her arm as a windshield wiper, trying to get to our grandpa's house in California.
The heat is different over there. No, the heat is different. It hits you differently. Mm-hmm. So it's like nice and you're just like.
And then in a semi, so knowing foe, traveling with him in a semi, and then you actually have a bed. Great. Best sleep ever.
My parents used to have this Ford Ranger, and then it was like for two people in the front, and then they had the camper in the back, right?
Ooh, little camper.
My dad put like a little plank on it so that you wouldn't feel the ridges of the truck bed.
Yeah.
And then he put like a little carpet. So when we would go to Disneyland in California, we would just take our blankets and our pillows and sleep the whole time there.
That is smart.
That's it was the cool. best thing ever. And then we would like stop at rest stops, and my parents would be like, move over, it's our turn. It was great. So I love sleeping in the car.
Yeah, I didn't have that experience.
Oh, my God.
It was just puking.
Oh, no.
We're Poor sorry Michelle. We had these great sleeping cars.
I was just like, wow.
I'm going to try
it. It's like amazing.
You see? Perfect phone screener comments
exactly.
right there.
Come on, Buzz. Start a petition.
Is this you also just planting the seed 3 years?
Yep.
Yes.
We are. We don't know if they listen.
I'm convincing you.
Convincing
Because I
me.
Feel like Michelle's not that convinced yet.
Yeah, Michelle.
I don't know.
It's waking up really early. That's always my thing.
I've woken up early.
Look, I've had talks with Buzz about this whole co-host thing and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm all, Michelle would be a great phone screener.
I'm not even here. I'm like sleeping at home.
But his concern is like.
The talking. Well, I can speak. Obviously, I know words.
I can speak.
It just takes me a bit.
I think you'd be great because you're kind of like the younger one, and
Ooh,
Buzz
yeah,
is
really
like
young.
So old. Have you ever seen those memes that are like when you work with people and like one of your best work friends is older than you by generations? I think
Buzz
it would work.
And I are gonna be best friends.
Yes.
Possibly. Are you ready for that?
That's kind of scary.
You guys could rate women together. It'd be great.
Rate women.
We can make it a segment. I don't know the title of it yet.
I don't know what it is yet, but
we can make it happen.
Yeah. I think it would be great.
But you have to be sure you want to deal with Buzz every morning.
I don't mind him.
You say that now.
Obviously, because I haven't. I don't spend time with him.
We tell everyone 3 months.
No, I don't spend time with him.
I don't know. It's awful. No.
I tell everyone 3 months because that's what was told to me when I was on the show. You get 3 months of happiness. And then either your soul dies or you just become a bitter, bitter person. So it's up to you.
My soul is dead.
That was from Mondo. And
what if mine is already dead?
Mondo sounds very cynical, too.
Yeah, well, he was honest. He knew what this place was. He was giving me a heads up.
We didn't know back then. 3 months.
Yeah, because I was all happy.
But you ventured out longer than 3 months.
Yeah, I don't even remember how long I was on the show, but long enough.
And you're still here. So.
Yeah, I need a job. If you need a job enough, you'll wake up.
This is all scary. I thought you were supposed to convince me.
I know. I feel like we're doing the exact opposite.
We're convincing you, but we're being upfront about it.
I mean, I already kind of know how it is.
It's fun.
He's a different person now.
He's better, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, he apologized, which is weird. He keeps apologizing. I was like, who is this guy?
He's so dumb. He said something to me the other day, and he immediately was like, I'm so sorry. I can't remember what it was, but immediately he was like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
and then he walks away.
He reflects quickly now. You know that? He does. Because he didn't apologize this much before. So, I don't know.
Yeah, he really didn't. I've seen the fights.
It's the fear of death. I don't know.
The fear of death.
Live every day like it's your last, Buzz. Apologize. Make friends.
Apologize and look like your Sunday best, like he did
always
today.
Always wear what you might end up in a coffin. That's what
he looked very snazzy today. Nico has been looking snazzy too lately.
They both have been trying.
He cut his hair.
Whatever was remaining.
Okay, all right. Whatever you say.
He was supposed to do it before we did those photos.
I still think, well, we'll wait to see what happens, but I still think you guys should, like, go somewhere.
Natural train? Oh, no, are we scrapping the train idea?
We're scrapping the train.
The train idea, no more.
To do some nice little photos. Do a little photo shoot with you guys.
You know what I've always wanted to do? This was when we had, like, more people on the show.
Yeah.
You know that, it's like a photo still of the cast from Friends, and they're all wearing, like, nice clothes.
The black one when they're walking in the street? I'm thinking of the generic Friends photo.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know. I just see it. Everyone uses that as like, remember Friends?
And it's them like Friends. In nice outfits.
Yeah, in all black outfits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that.
Walking down downtown El Paso.
Yes.
Oh my God, that'd actually be pretty cool.
If we went downtown and took pictures of you guys walking around there with the alligator place and all
yeah,
that.
No, I've already, cool. I don't know if you can photograph that alligator.
Not anymore? It's public. Effing property.
I've heard mixed things.
Nah, we're going to jump in.
What?
We're going to jump in it.
Like, take pictures of it or something.
Well, we wanted to go. What are all those fucking selfies I see?
I don't know. Yeah, that's right. I don't get it. So I don't know if it's professionally. Honestly, that little bridge area would be nice.
Yeah. No, Fo, we want to recreate a picture that he took. His mom was holding him as a baby in front of the old alligator.
Oh, that'd be cool.
So we want to take one with him holding Maeve. So that's I'm like, wait, I can't take a picture with the alligator?
Yeah, people still do it.
Okay, we're going to do it.
If people can go to that place for Christmas and take all them Christmas ornament pictures.
I know the selfies everyone always.
Oh, what a nightmare.
I'm taking pictures of that alligator, damn it. I'm going to do it.
Doing it. We're doing
it. We're going to do it now just in defiance to that.
That's a good article, though. Just saying. Can you take a picture?
I've heard mixed things, that's why.
I'm writing that down. Emily gives me really good ideas.
I will look up some info and send it to you if I find anything. Just so we can clear it. And then we'll do a downtown photo shoot with Joanna, Buzz, and Nico. I still think we should do, because your lovely groups would want to join. We try to do it with Mike and Trisha where, like, they get coffee with the morning show or something. That if we did it, like, downtown.
Like a meet and greet?
Wherever they sell. Yeah, like a meet and greet. They would do monthly meet and greets.
Oh, really?
Mike and Trisha. I didn't even know that.
Obviously not on the weekday, on the weekend?
No, weekdays. Weekdays. Right after the show?
Oh, right after the show.
They would go to an office. The office would win coffee for the whole group.
Oh.
So then Mike and Trisha would show up with the coffee and the donuts or whatever. And then do, like, meet and greets with the office.
We'd have to find an office that fully loves us.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times.
But if you guys are just at one place and say, hey, we're going to be here. If you want to come see us, then you come see us. We're not going to go to you.
Yeah, because sometimes we'll get callers who tell us like, oh, I'm the only one at the office who loves you guys. I don't care what everyone else says.
And exactly.
Like, yeah, the whole office doesn't like us.
With the Buzz Show, we have to ask people to come on over. We're not going to drop you off somewhere.
Right.
Say, have fun.
Imagine.
Mingle.
Buzz would hate it.
Yeah. I
know. No, Buzz, but if you come to us, I think Buzz would like it.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure something out. That's something for the fan chat to contemplate on. Let us know what would work. Yeah, give us ideas on that. Can you take pictures with the alligators? Emily also has given me like this really good idea because Emily is coming upon her double quince.
Yes. I'm going to be 30.
Congratulations. Welcome.
Yeah.
This is 33.
That's why I like all those memes. Like, I'm sorry, whoever I told in their 30s that you're old. It's not old. You're not old.
It's not.
You don't have your
life
together.
We're in the prime of our lives right now.
Yeah, and you don't have your life together.
I think I have much more money than I did when I was in my
20s. Yeah.
So I have much more time, more money to spend on things that I like.
Yeah, and with me, I was told my 20s are for me. And if I want a family, my 30s are for the family. 40, if you can. Like, 40 is the better time.
You got a family
so
now.
I was like, okay, I did it in a good time slot. But now I won't have any money because babies are expensive.
Yeah.
Babies are expensive.
Very expensive.
My mom takes care of two of them.
Right.
And it's... Bless your mother.
Yeah. And so I was like, whatever, let's do us. I have.
Nobody does.
Jean.
Right. It's stained. We don't know what stained it. It's gross.
Must have been a great night.
No, yeah. This was after. This was like years after that. I was like, Mom, what happened to my quince dress? And it looked like someone just poured something on it.
Oh, my God.
But it's been locked away in a closet, so I don't know what the hell happened.
I think a lot of dresses get stains like that it's locked up in a closet
and
stuff.
Weird.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
It happens.
I didn't have a quince, so.
No.
No, it was either that or
you're like 14, so.
I'm not there's like still 14.
Are we still waiting on it or what?
I look 14.
Am I invited?
You look 14. That's about it.
Yeah, no.
Oh, no. Did you want one?
No, my mom said it was either that or a trip.
Oh, you chose the trip?
And I chose the trip.
Oh, where'd you go?
Did you get an ultimatum? I didn't get one.
Yeah.
You did?
I think a lot of people in my family took the trip.
Ultimatum.
My sister and I did not take the trip.
No, it was just quince.
We took the quince.
Yeah, I only had quince option.
Well, I also got kind of lucky because people gave me money for my quince.
Oh, hell yeah.
And with that, my parents, after my quinceañera, took me to Disneyland.
Okay. Oh, nice. No, I started my savings.
So I got both.
You started your savings?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I spent mine.
I was like, oh.
Oh, I should have done that.
So my father made me very afraid of spending money, so boop. Put it all away.
Meanwhile, there I am at Disneyland.
That's pretty smart, actually.
That is smart.
Joanna's like kind of regretting it.
I'm regretting that Disneyland trip now.
I regret not going to Disney on my own. Like, that's the thing. But I regret more that I didn't do it in the style of My Chemical Romance because I saw TikToks where girls had their fun dance as Helena. And I was like, son of a bitch.
So many new ways to incorporate your favorite things into quinceañeras. I've seen Harry Potter quinceañeras. I recently just got invited to a quinceañera. It's the first one in my family since the pandemic.
You're excited?
I'm so excited. I've missed quinceañeras.
Yeah. I haven't been to one forever. I don't have any people. I don't have friends.
You don't have people?
I don't have friends.
I don't have family that has quinceañeras.
Oh, man. We've got a lot. No. And so I'm so excited that we got invited to one. Mm-hmm. Where was your trip then?
I don't remember.
You don't remember.
I don't think it was that great. I don't remember.
Your quince trip? You don't remember your quince trip?
Do you remember your quince?
Yes.
Do you cherish those memories?
I do, yeah.
I guess that
was a good party.
Mine.
Your trip memories,
what does that mean?
Michelle?
What does that mean? I don't know. It was a fun quince, but I didn't get to choose a lot of the songs that I wanted.
They just chose them for you or what?
I had like input in it and my mom was like swaying me. My mom didn't have a quince in it. And so she projected onto mine and my sister's.
She lived through yours.
Yeah, so she lived through ours. But, I mean, the songs that I did have were nice. I didn't choose my fun dance song.
And you got money.
I got money.
What was your fun dance song?
It was a song, a cumbia.
Okay.
A Mexican song.
A Mexican.
And I didn't have a court. I didn't want a court.
Oh, you didn't have a court?
No, because I was like, pay attention to me. It's my concern.
It's about me.
Yeah, no, and I was very like, I just want everyone. I don't care about me. Let's focus on other people.
No,
it was more for my
two different people.
Yeah, no, I didn't date.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. Me, pay attention to me, no, Emily.
No. Emily, savings,
right?
Savings,
Joanna, Disneyland.
And it was for my grandma, like my grandparents too. I was like, it was more for them, kind of. That I was like, fine, grandma, you take the spotlight.
Aww.
And I'd go over here, but I had like the full court, and it was like, look at them. I'm over here.
I'm over here.
I fell asleep at my quince.
No,
I was
no.
Just like, is it over? And my friend locked herself in the bathroom. There was some like weird drama that I didn't even know was going on. That's all I remember. It was nice, though. I appreciate everything that was put in.
I know.
Everyone did, but yeah. I would have wanted to go to Disneyland instead.
Amazing. Joanna regrets not saving, and yeah. Emily regrets not going to Disneyland.
Well, I didn't think about savings at the time. I was just like, Disneyland, hell yeah.
I was abused. Not my I was not abused. I was
Emily was
terrified.
Beaten into submission of savings.
I was emotionally abused into you better save your money. I'm like, okay, all right. No Disneyland.
Disneyland.
I wanted to wear my dress for my birthday party mm-hmm. just to like be a dumbass about it.
That would have been fun.
No way.
Mine hasn't fit.
My mom's like, you don't have to zip it up. It's like, that's true.
That is true. Just wear like a cape back there.
Yeah, wear a cape.
Do it how they do it with like when you go try on wedding dresses and they're too big.
Oh, yeah.
They clip it or something. Just get some clips,
girl.
Yeah,
I just have to clip them together and tie it together.
Yeah, put some string. Make it look nice and lacy. Boom.
Boom.
It
still fits, guys. Still fits with my jelly belly.
With your jelly belly. You had a baby, okay?
It's funny because I laugh like Santa Claus because I have no muscle whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
So I have a little flat because it's like a weird no muscle. So when I laugh, it like... like it's different. That's the only reason I'm so like shocked at it. It's such a weird
little... I wasn't
ready
for the sound.
I have to let the listeners hear it. It's because how everyone says you gotta rub your belly, right? I guess it's some kind of, especially like, I guess Mexican
yes.
culture or something. You have to wrap your stomach.
Wrap yourself up,
girl. But
because
I had the surgery, I can't wrap my stomach.
Oh, okay.
I just now
had surgery too.
I can just wrap my stomach. So I bought these things from a local chick. And I was like, yeah, I need to push it back because my mom laughs at me when I laugh.
That's kind
of funny. So like, yeah, now this is a whole nother level of like extra weight. God. It's weird. It's a weird type of thing. So.
Oh, motherhood. It looks great on you. You look great.
Just remember
I know
noise.
You're fucking tired, but you seem
tired.
So happy.
Now, because I'm running on fear and fear. And I was like, the fear of my baby, like I'm doing something wrong with my baby, kept me alive this whole time. And it still does.
Your fear instincts.
And then my baby rolled from her back, from her belly. She would do the tummy time
uh-huh.
to her back. And I started crying. I was like, is this me the rest of my life? Or those little things of
yes.
the baby? Then I'm like, oh my God, my baby.
Life is all about
here
the little
I am.
Things.
And the flap.
And the flap.
It's beautiful.
And the flap will be included in this podcast. So thank you so much for that.
You're welcome, everyone. Remember that sound.
I
gotta give it to the people, man.
Well, the next time we do an episode, Emily will have already had her double quince.
Mm-hmm.
I will probably already have gone to this quinceañera that I'm invited to. So
yeah,
excited.
Let us know how that goes.
What am I going to wear? Is
steal the
big
centerpiece.
Question. Always.
Tell us about the centerpiece.
I will tell you. I'll probably bring it.
Okay, good.
Present it.
This is the centerpiece.
You got to steal it.
Michelle?
Yes.
I'm planting seeds, girl.
Okay. Will Michelle be on the morning show by the
will
next
Michelle
time?
Will Michelle be on
you
the
don't
morning
know.
Show?
I don't know either.
All that is coming up on the next What the Buzz. Let's quit it.